Governor Ron DeSantis says just as he believes parents should have options when it comes to sending their kids back to the classroom, he thinks parents should have those same choices when it comes to sending kids back to the athletic field.
What you lose in distance learning is something that, as much as we put effort into it in Florida and did good job, it's just not the same. Also, when we went to distance learning, the activities and the sports stopped for kids in middle school and high school. And those are moments that they're not going to be able to get back, particularly the seniors. So as we look to what's coming up on this school year, I think it's important, I think it's critical that we have boys and girls sports available for our students. And again, if a parent chooses to not have their kids play in any of these endeavors, that is totally fine, and that's a parental choice.
DeSantis says he thinks participation in sports is a valuable experience for students. He says that's something he knows firsthand. He played baseball at Yale during his undergrad career.
I think it made me a better student. I think it absolutely made me better able to work hard, not just, you know, through high school, when I was in college, having to balance, playing baseball with schoolwork. By the time I got into, I remember when I was in law school, everyone was so oh my gosh, like I was at Harvard Law School, oh my gosh, it's so tough, all this stuff. I never had more time on my hands then because I was so used to working out, practicing, playing. Obviously, I worked jobs.
To illustrate his point, DeSantis invited Heisman Trophy winner and former FSU football player and NBA player Charlie Ward to speak during a roundtable discussion on the importance of sports.
Just being a student athlete definitely taught me a lot about teamwork, how to relate to one another, discipline. You know, the discipline for us to be able to share with our guys, this is what we need for you guys to do, and to be able to hold them accountable. That's been one of the toughest things virtually we've had trouble with, is being able to hold our kids accountable for their actions.
Ward now works as a basketball coach at Florida High. He says kids are playing sports with each other anyway. He sees no reason it couldn't be done safely with coaches and mentors involved. Florida Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran also agrees students and parents should be given the option to participate in sports this fall.
There's a way to do it, just like there is schools, where you can do it safely and maintain a safe level of competition during this pandemic.
The Florida High School Athletic Association Board of Directors is set to meet August 14th. It will hear from committees, including the Sports Medicine Advisory Committee, before making a decision on the new start date for fall sports. I'm Regan McCarthy.